establishing the body in the chosen posture. Letting the body fully sit down on the chair or the bench or the cushion. As I said before, life at times can actually be consumed by moving away from what you really are. The moving away from what you really are can be out of reaction. It can be out of seeking. Out of longing or desire. You, as you perceive yourself, can't find out what you really are. And yet what you really are can appear. Let the body fully settle into the posture, into the stillness. There's nothing to get or hold on to in the stillness. And yet stillness can point to something. The third Zen patriarch said, "The way is clear and open for he who has no preferences." What was not said in that passage is that there is no he or she who actually has preferences. Preferences appear and disappear. They don't belong to anyone. There's no one behind them. Seeing through the preference to sit still and the preference to move. There is a stillness that no one makes happen. As the body settles, potentially the only movement of body is the movement of the breathing, as the chest or the belly moves with the breath. All so-called voluntary movement falls away. Even swallowing falls away at times. As the body settles into the stillness, the only movement may be the movement of breathing. And then there's a whole field of sensations, bodily sensations. The individual I or me perception labels these sensations as mine. These are my sensations. This is my body. There is no I or mine or individual that the body is hooked into. The body is just sitting on a cushion or a chair or a bench. The body is being itself as it breathes and is expressing energy of life as sensation. That's its animation. We think we're the ones who notice things. We're the noticing consciousness. This is just a perception or an idea. Noticing is happening. And yet there's no one who's noticing. Breath will change sometimes all on its own. It gets more shallow or more deep. Be parts of the body where the sensations are very clear and very distinct, and other spots where the sensations are very subtle or seemingly absent. And then there's the movements of mind, the thoughts, the ideas. There's an idea or perception that I am thinking these thoughts. These are my thoughts. beginning to notice, beginning to see how there is no one thinking the thoughts. They just appear. And they disappear. It's just like no one makes the sounds happen, and yet they happen. No one owns them. They refer back to no one. The so-called inner space of mind might seem calm and still. It might be excited or even disinterested. It might be anxious or expectant. Might seem tired or heavy. Beginning to notice or see that these states of mind, they don't refer back to anyone. There's no one that they belong to. They just come and stay for some time and they pass. Bodies sitting on cushions or chairs. The flow of life's rhythm in the breathing. Sounds appearing and disappearing in empty space. Thoughts that are thinking themselves. Belonging to no one. Ultimately unpossessable. The sense of knowing or the sense of noticing. Even it cannot be located, and yet it's happening. People sometimes think the noticing is in the head. That's actually simply a thought. Awareness or presence is invisibly here, one with anything and everything that's happening. as the so-called individual gets close to seeing that it doesn't exist. It can feel like dying, because it is. It can feel like a letting go that no one is doing. A falling away that no one directs. Sometimes fear arises. Fear as a feeling. Fear as a reaction. Fear as a contraction in the body-mind. It's just an expression of life. Sometimes really deeply wanting to know who and what you really are arises. It's just a vibrant expression of life living itself. Beyond the paradox of contrary thinking and contrary feeling, it's clear that there's nothing to get and nothing to get away from. Everything is as it is, no exceptions.